Most students in Massachusetts will put virtual learning behind them in the next school year. But for some high school students in rural parts of the state who want to take advanced placement science courses, remote classes will be the only option. WQBUR's Carrie Young explains.
17-year-old Skyly D'Ambrosia loves learning about science. She's taken pretty much every science class available at her high school in Athol, Massachusetts.
I want to be a doctor when I'm older, so those are just kind of important classes.
D'Ambrosia wanted to take AP Chemistry and AP Biology in the fall. At first, that didn't seem like it was going to pan out, because the school doesn't have the resources to offer a lot of advanced science classes. But then she heard that her district is trying something new. Some AP Science classes are going online.
I'm not going to lie, I was kind of mad just because I was looking forward to having more classes with our science staff, but I guess if there's not enough kids interested, then it works.
The school typically needs about 8 students to justify the resources for an AP class.
It's kind of got to make sense for us to allocate a teacher.
That's David King, the principal of Athol High School. He says certain subjects like AP Literature and Statistics draw enough students pretty regularly, but most others don't.
It really is a puzzle trying to plug everything together and then be able to make some of our other classroom learning opportunities for our freshmen and sophomores a little bit smaller.
Limited budgets are part of the issue. So is staffing. It's been hard for the Athol-Royalston district to find teachers who are qualified for advanced science classes. King thinks the school's rural location in western Massachusetts has a lot to do with that.
I think people plug us in, see that we're going to be an hour-plus commute, and that's just doesn't lead us to having a lot of candidates.
Which is why King jumped at the chance when he heard about a new state program that would give districts access to virtual AP classes.
I think I see it as an opportunity to get our students exposed to as many courses as you know, a larger school east or west of us would have.
Rural schools and even some gateway city schools have been struggling with these issues for a long time. State officials say they've been looking for ways to bridge that opportunity gap for the last 5 years. Bob LePage is an assistant secretary for education.
We had had some dialogues in a number of communities at times about, is there a way to share instructors? You know, could you have a computer teacher literally drive from community to community?
Virtual learning was discussed too, but at the time it seemed like a heavy lift. That's not the case anymore, now that pretty much every school in the state has the infrastructure to offer virtual classes due to the pandemic.
The fear factor of using technology got evaporated very quickly. So all of a sudden, there was an infrastructure that could be leveraged more fully than there might have been literally just a year and a half ago.
The grant-funded program will help schools purchase AP Science and Math courses from a Massachusetts-based company called Virtual High School, which has been teaching AP classes since 2003. Their classes are a mix of asynchronous learning and live teacher connection. While Athol High School principal David King signed on to the plan, he does have some concerns.
I don't think there's any substitute for in-person learning in the teaching that happens with it. Just the connection, the personal relationship that they have with the teacher, the other students that are, you know, working side by side with them.
The Baker administration has also expressed concerns about the impact of remote learning and how much students can learn in that environment. So is it fair that the only way for some rural schools to offer AP courses is online? Assistant Secretary of Education LePage admits no. But
if we didn't do this and build these kind of capacities, what I can tell you is those students would still have zero opportunity.
LePage notes that AP courses are something that students can opt into, and they're not spending all of their day on the computer this time. For now, he's looking at this grant program as more of a pilot. He hopes to find an option that meets the quality of in-person learning soon, and you have to start somewhere. In Athol, about 30 students have signed up to take at least one AP course online in the fall. Student Skyly D'Ambrosia is one of them. She says she's still on the fence about the whole idea, but she is trying to stay positive.
I just hope they're good, because I'm going to be kind of upset if two of my classes next year suck. That's really it.
She says mostly she's just getting burnt out with remote learning, which is why the idea of spending a third of her day learning on her computer again is not going over so well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.